As the population of Powder Springs grows and diversifies, the ethnic and socioeconomic differences between residents have become more apparent.
So, there's like two halves of Powder Springs. The neighborhoods right behind McEachern are the lower end, and then the ones up Macklin Road, like on the other side of Macklin Road and up Macklin Road, are the nicer area. I mean, there's exemptions. There's nice neighborhoods behind Powder Springs, but majority, there's two halves, and it's definitely segregated.
I've only heard about the change in population, that there was an increase in the Hispanic population, and that there had been some problems at the high school in relation to the change in population, and that there was, people referred to an element of people that were moving in that they were concerned about.
Again, you know, we always have this fear of being afraid of someone that looks different from us. And, of course, as soon as they move in, then there goes the neighborhood. Let's get out of here as fast as we can. Which is why I think is evidence to why they're building these massive, massive mansions all around Powder Springs, and for the cost of, for an astronomical cost of like $500,000 for a house, they're trying to invite rich, affluent white people to move back in.
Changes in the racial and economic makeup of Powder Springs has begun to cause public controversy, most recently regarding the redistricting of local high schools. By the time the press picked up the story, almost every resident of Powder Springs had heard rumors about the redistricting process.
McEachern has been threatened to lose the trust fund because the rich Caucasian people are not going there anymore. They built a brand new high school and redistrict Echo Mill and Oakley and my neighborhood and all the upper class neighborhoods to the new high school. And now all the lower end neighborhoods in Powder Springs are going to McEachern. And now McEachern is predominantly an African American high school. And it's not the right people that McEachern wants as its name. Because the trust fund's real big about how it presents itself, and it's a pride thing. And they've threatened to pull the trust fund.
What the rumor was is that the trust fund of John McEachern that he left in his will to McEachern High School was that if the African American or Latino population at McEachern High School becomes greater than the Caucasian, then his trust fund will become null and void. They created Hillgrove High School because of the overcrowding and overpopulation that was at McEachern. Powder Springs was a place that kept expanding in population, and McEachern was really the only high school in that district. So they created Hillgrove as a way to kind of help buffer that.
As the redistricting process continued, opinions differed about which high school was best and which high school parents wanted their children to be sent to.
I know that it had a lot of parents frustrated and aggravated about it, and there were people, again, talking to parents who would come into the office, you know, talking about relocating and moving because of the probable redistricting and where their kids were going to be going to school, and they, at that point, were wanting to move out of the McEachern area because of the way things were starting to change.
Echo Mill and Oakley were originally still intact at McEachern because of the trust fund issue. Basically, if those two neighborhoods got pulled to the new high school, the trust fund was gone. And then those parents fought and took it to court, and I don't know the process that you go through, but they did not want to be part of McEachern because all the other Caucasian students had been pulled to the other high school, and it would really just be those two neighborhoods of Caucasian kids at the lower end African-American McEachern. And they fought and fought and fought and finally got redistricted.
Well, many people wanted their children to go to Hillgrove because they thought their property values would go down if they were not in the Hillgrove district. I never felt that way. I live in Oakley, and if I was a teen, I would prefer to go to McEachern High School, even though I'm in the Hillgrove area. I've always thought McEachern was a wonderful school. It has a rich history, and I don't think that's ever going away.
Despite the difficult issues Powder Springs has faced, many residents are comfortable with the changes in the town's ethnic makeup and want to learn from their experiences to make the town a better place for everyone in the future.
I think the people I talk to are okay with it. You know, we're just all God's children, and that's the way we need to look at it.
A literal shack that these people are living in. The stark differences between the rich and the poor in just two blocks is astounding, and it should be heartbreaking, and it should cause anyone with a conscience to really think about these things and really think about what this type of development does.